again. Okay, so around 3:12, 3:15, you look down at your cell phone.
Look down at my cell phone, notice that.
Did you park right there where you're parked right now?
Parked right there. My friend has a blue Trailblazer. He was parked next to me. My other friend has a 330 Ci BMW. He was parked right there.
What's his name? Okay.
And who also has a black Chevy pickup, was parked adjacent to me.
Okay, so you're all parked one right after the other.
Yeah. Well, in that little four section.
Okay.
Right there. And so we're all parked there. I look down at my cell phone. Notice it in between 3:10, 3:15-ish.
Okay.
Had Krispy Kreme donuts for my friends. We stayed out there for, seemed like a couple minutes, maybe 5-10 minutes. We walked inside. Walked inside Del Taco.
What did you get?
I got a bean and cheese burrito for 69 cents. I had bought the Krispy Kreme, so I don't have any money.
Okay. And what did your friends get?
So, they got tacos. I'm not exactly sure what they got. But it took for us to, from the time we ordered to get out, I think about another additional 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
And we walked outside.
So it's getting about...
Around 3:30, it seemed like.
About 3:30.
I didn't look at my time, so I'm not positive on that.
All right.
But we walked outside. We talked for a minute. Noticed the guy was smoking a cigar over here.
The guy in the...
In the F-150. He was standing outside the F-150. Looking.
And you're talking about this green F-150 truck that's parked right here? Now, was that where it was parked when you saw it?
Yeah, as far as I know.
And there was a guy standing outside of it smoking?
There was a guy standing out. He was, he had brown hair. I think he had a mustache. He had glasses on. He was smoking a backwoods cigar.
Okay.
And we noticed that because of the smell. And we looked over and, hey, that's a guy smoking a cigar. Talked for a couple more minutes. My friend asked me if we wanted to go to the 76 station to wash his car. So myself and my friend...
Whose car?
Not BMW.
Okay. Asked you if you want to go to the 76 station with him. He's going
to
go wash his car.
Wash his car. And that's like my favorite car, so I went along
like
with
that, huh?
Yeah. My friend, also, he was riding with me, so he came along with me. We went over to the 76 station. Within 30 seconds from exiting his car...
Is that the guy that is with you right now?
Yeah,
okay,
right.
All right.
He, within 30 seconds of getting out of the car, we heard the gunshots. It was like 3 or 4 paws. Maybe another one or two, and then a final shot. And we went up, we just kind of joked around, ooh, someone's robbing Del Taco.
Did you hear anything else besides gunshots or anything
I heard some muffled yelling. It sounded like get down, but we couldn't really tell. You know, it was like,
So it sounded like get down, but you really couldn't tell what was being said.
Couldn't tell. Something was definitely being shouted pretty loud because we were over across the way and with the traffic moving, we were still here.
In relation to the gunfire, was it before, during, after, or
it
what?
It was after.
After the gunfire. Do you hear get down or something like
positive.
That?
Positive was after the gunfire.
Okay. Do you hear anything before the gunfire, during the gunfire?
Didn't hear anything before the gunfire. During the gunfire, there may have been someone saying something. I didn't hear it.
Okay. Did you hear any, vehicles driving around or screeching or banging or anything like that?
Yeah, I heard vehicles move. I don't know. I don't remember what it was before or after. And then I know that Silverado wasn't there. The Dakota wasn't there.
Before you left, the Silverado wasn't there.
Yeah, and neither was the Maxima. None of those cars were there. The parking lot was clean.
You're talking about the Maxima. You're talking about this car with a big dent in it?
The Maxima behind the Silverado.
Oh, okay.
And then there's the Dakota. None of those were there. The wrecked car over there was not there.
All right. Did you see where that wrecked car was before?
I don't remember seeing it. Some of my friends may have.
Okay. Did you see where the Silverado was before silver Chevy Silverado was before?
No, I was paying attention where that was.
Okay. How about that black Chevy?
The black Dakota?
Yes.
I don't remember seeing that either. There were cars in the Petco place, so... I don't know.
Okay.
It wasn't in this vicinity, though.
All right.
It wasn't in the Del Taco parking lot.
Okay. Now, when you come back, or you guys crest this hill over to the east of us.
And we can see through that little overhang and into right where our line of vision goes straight to my truck.
Okay.
So I can see my truck across.
So you can see your truck through the Del Taco overhang on the north side there between Del Taco and Pier 1 Imports.
Yeah.
Okay, and what do you see?
So I see people moving around my car. On the driver's side of the car, not on the...
On the driver's side of your car?
Yeah.
So between your car and this...
Silverado.
Chevy Silverado.
I saw some plainclothes people moving around. It seemed like almost simultaneously the gunshots, there were sirens within 15 seconds, 20 seconds. There were sirens and police cars came from down here, and another one came from this way about a minute later.
Okay, so the first police cars you saw came from north of the freeway down Las Posas over the freeway?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was shortly after you hear the gunshots?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was within 30 seconds. It was real quick.
All right. Now, when you say you initially see some people over on the driver's side of your truck.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
It looked like a guy in a plaid shirt. He bent over a couple of times. I thought maybe my truck had been hit by some stray fire or something. He was just looking at the thing. Later we found out that's where the man had been shot.
Okay.
But, so I saw a guy, I think he was wearing a plaid shirt. He kind of bent down, looked around. There were, you know, three or four people moving around.
This guy that was wearing a plaid shirt, was he a white guy, black guy?
White.
White?
Yeah.
What color hair?
I think he had gray, whitish hair.
Gray, kind of a whitish gray?
Yeah.
Is it as long as mine or longer?
It was about like yours. I think it was kind of coming out, looked a little bit messier.
Like he didn't really comb it that much.
Yeah.
Okay. And this plaid shirt, what color plaid was it?
It was like a dark green. I mean, I'm a good 200 feet away, so I can't really tell.
Okay.
Seemed like it was dark green with maybe dark red.
All right.
So it was a darker shirt.
Okay. And how about his pants? Do you remember
what color? Didn't pay attention to the pants. I can't see because my truck was blocking.
All right. And he's paying attention to this guy down on the street.
Yeah, it looked like... Look like he ducked down a couple times looking around. Like I said, I thought he was looking at my truck. Maybe he had been hit or something. But yeah, he was looking down. He looked down a couple times. At that point, we moved up on the berm. I walked down here and came around here. And that's when I saw two guys being arrested over here. And the medics were caring for the man who had been hit here.
Okay. How long after... How long after you first saw this guy who was laying down and the guy in a plaid shirt bent over him until the time the paramedics got here? About
4 minutes here. That was quick as well. That was
pretty quick.
The paramedics were the last out of the sirens that we heard.
Okay. All right. And by the time the paramedics get here, you actually had kind of come across the street over here.
We waited at the light for about a minute and a half, and then we moved across, and we ran across. I talked to a police officer over here about getting my car. He said wasn't going to get it for a while, so I walked over here, and that's when I saw the medics coming for the guy.
Okay. Anything else that you can think of that I forgot to ask, or?
Not really. You might want to contact my friend. I know he was in Pier 1 when the shootout happened. I called him immediately. I assumed he had left, but he had gone to Pier 1 to...
How would I contact?
Sorry, get yourself in there for you. Yeah, S... And his cell phone number is... And he was right where the... He came out as soon as I called him, and he would have a much better view of what happened with the guy that had been hit.
Okay. All right. Anything else that I forgot?
Not anything off the top of my head.
Okay. What I'm going to do now is...
Okay, and today is October 22nd, 2001. It's about... 17:45 hours, and I'm Sergeant Powers of Ventura Sheriff Department. Your name is? Okay, you just tell me what happened. What you saw?
Me and a couple of guys.
What you heard?
Me and a couple of guys were outside right behind the black truck.
Okay.
And we went in, Tel Taco came out. You know, everything felt normal. Everything looked normal. Then one of our friends showed up and said, "Hey, want to go get my car cleaned?" So we're like, "Sure." And we went over to the car wash right across the street. And then we heard a couple of shots from over here, and then we came up on the hill and we were looking over, and we saw cars just like lying out in and then we saw the policeman come down, and then we came back here, and this was taped up. And
so this is what you saw,
okay. This is what I saw.
All right. Okay, where do you go to school? Intermittent, okay.
Interior.
And about what time did you get out today?
2:40, we got out of school.
Okay. And from school, did you go anyplace?
We went to Krispy Kreme, donuts, and all.
Were you riding with someone?
I was riding with
the whole time today?
The whole time today.
Okay, from the time you left school till the time you got here?
Yes.
Okay. So, go to Krispy Kreme.
Came back here. Went to Del Taco.
Okay. Did you munch on donuts?
Right here.
Before you went to Del Taco?
And and then there's some donuts back in the truck, I think. And
okay.
Still there.
So there's still some uneaten donuts in the truck?
If you guys want some, go ahead.
God, what a sin. All right, so you go to, now does he park his truck right there? Does he ever move it after he parks it there?
Sometimes, because.
No, I'm saying, today did he.
Today.
After he parked there, did he move it, drive around or anything like that?
He didn't move it.
Okay. So he's there. You guys, do you eat donuts? Do you share with anybody else or just you guys?
Yeah, we came back and we got some donuts for a friend. We shared a couple of them.
Okay. And then you go into Del Taco, and what do you have?
I didn't get anything, but they got, like, burritos and tacos.
Okay, you didn't get anything? And how long do you... Be with me in a second. How long do you spend in Del Taco?
Maybe 10, 20 minutes.
Okay. And what are you doing in there? Just kind of...
Talking.
Just shooting the shit?
Yep.
Good enough. Okay, from Del Taco, where do you go?
We went back to Struck.
Okay.
And we sat around, and then...
Where did you sit?
We sat on the bed of... We pulled down...
Tailgate?
Okay. Sat on this bed, you know, we were talking.
All right.
Yeah.
And so you're sitting on a tailgate.
Yeah. And then...
Any of these cars that you see here now, were they around at all?
I think those two cars in the front were there. The blue and then the purple.
You're talking about this blue Honda Civic and that maroon little family van there?
Yeah.
Okay. Or that purple family van?
Yeah.
Okay. How about the green Ford truck? Was it there?
I think the green was there because our friend came around.
Anybody in or around it? Mm-hmm. Green Ford truck?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Okay. How about this green van here? Did you see
that at
all?
I see that green van there.
How about that... That silver, or that dark silver gray Chevy Silverado pickup? Didn't see that?
Didn't see that.
How about the little black truck over there? Did you see that?
Didn't see that.
Did you see this car that had been hit over here with all the body damage on it, that little silver car?
No.
Okay. Didn't see that? All right. So, you guys are sitting there on the back, you're shooting the shit. The green truck is here. And you don't see anybody in it or around it, and then what happens?
Our friend, we called our friend, and we said we have donuts, want some, so it comes down.
Who did you call? Okay.
And he comes rolling around, and so we talk, you know, and then he's like, hey, I gotta get my car clean, wanna come with us? And we're like, sure. So we go around, get the car clean, and then we hear the gunshots.
Okay.
Back here.
Now, when you leave here and go around, who do you go with?
It's either this guy named...
Okay, whose car were you in?
I was in...
You were in... truck?
Yeah, and then I got out and I was in...
Okay, so after you leave the parking lot, you're in... car. Who's in... car?
Me.
You in... All right, and you guys go over, get the BMW clean?
Yeah.
And you hear some shots. How many shots do you hear?
Five, six, seven shots.
I mean, bang, 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 or is there pauses, or
pop,
you know?
Pop. There's some, like maybe 1 second pauses in between.
Okay, so there's some short pauses in between each one, or
mm-hmm.
Are there groups of shots?
It's just like shot and then little pause and then shot, little pause. It's like consecutive pattern.
Okay, and there are about five or six shots.
Five or six shots.
Okay. Now, when you guys hear the shots, can you see the guns being fired or anything like
no,
that?
No, we came up to the thing.
Okay, so there's kind of a hill in between
yeah,
you there?
Yeah, we came up and we looked down, but I don't have that good of eyes, so I couldn't really see what was going on. I just saw couple cars.
Okay.
Mixed in.
All right. You say you don't have that good of eyes, as in?
Like long distance.
Okay. As in, was this stuff blurred? Kind of blurry
it's
to
kind
you?
Of blurry.
Okay.
I wear glasses, but it's only for like long distance.
All right. Did you have your glasses on?
No, I didn't.
Did you have your glasses with you?
Yeah, they're in my backpack. And
they're in your backpack in the truck. Okay. All right. Weren't really expecting to look long distances today.
No.
All right. Did you, in and around the gunshots, did you hear any yelling or anything like that?
We came up and we heard, when the police and you guys were coming in, we heard some, I heard some yelling, but I just couldn't figure out what it was saying.
Couldn't hear what was being said.
I definitely
okay.
heard some yelling.
In and around the time of the gunshots, before, after, or during, did you hear any vehicles driving or screeching or banging or crashing or anything like that? Okay, all right. Anything else that you can think of that I forgot? All right.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
Put this on the road here. Good day. All right, today is October 22nd, 2001. It's about 6 p.m. I'm Sergeant Powers, the Ventura Sheriff's, and your name is? Oh, that's right. Okay, can you just tell me what you saw?
I didn't see much. I more heard more than anything else.
Okay.
I was over in Pier 1 shopping over there. Right when I was about walking, I kind of like, I heard gunshots. Sound like, most everyone can agree with me in the store, it sounded like a hammer pounding more than anything else. Like, it wasn't really recognizable that gunshots happened. About 5 minutes later, I got a phone call from one of my friends who was across the street. Said I used to ask if I was still over by Del Taco, and I said, yeah, I'm right next door. And he says, look out the window. What I see is some guy down on the ground, and paramedics helping him and everything else. And I guess I pretty much missed a lot of it. But.
Okay. Okay. My understanding is you go to and would also be correct to say that you got out at the same time as everybody else today?
Yeah, I was with everyone else
about 2:40. Did you drive? Did you arrive same time as everybody else, or?
I had to take somebody home up over in Sterling Hills first, and then I came over here, which was about 2 minutes after the guy in the truck got here.
Okay, so by the time you got here, was already in the truck.
Yeah, was already here, and they're already eating donuts on the tailgate or something.
What kind of car were you driving, or what kind of vehicle?
I was driving exactly the same type of car as he has, except it's not Z71. It's a
black Chevy pickup?
Yeah, it looks exactly like that.
All right. And where did you park?
I parked right next to him.
There would have been two black Chevy trucks parked right next.
Right
next to each other. Okay. And when you parked there, what do you do after you park?
Oh, well, we got out. We were meeting some other people here. We got out, just kind of waited around for them for a while, and then.
Who did you meet?
We're here to meet.
Okay.
So we ended up, actually there were already people we knew here, so they started coming out, so we started talking to them before we even went in and ate.
Who all was that? They come out, you talk to them?
Yeah, we talked to them for a little bit. After that, we arrived.
Okay.
And we went in and ate. We just probably stayed in there, 15, 20 minutes or so. And then we came back out here, and my friend with the BMW pulled up. And they basically, we just talked for a little bit, and then I said, yeah.
And that was?
He was in the BMW. And they were all trying to figure out what to do, and they left. Three of them got in his car. I got in my car because I was lazy and didn't want to walk over to Pier Imports, which was a good choice, I guess, I made.
Okay.
And I just went in there, and that's when I...
And where do you park?
I parked, I parked right over there, and probably in a straight line with his car, probably about 100, 200 feet away.
Okay, one of the parking stalls over there?
Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't park right up against the Pier 1 building?
No, it was out in the middle over there.
Okay.
Kind of like an exact straight line from his car. Probably where that Jeep is over there. That's probably exactly where I parked.
Okay, and you go in the store?
Uh-huh.
And when you're in the store?
Yeah, we all heard like some. It sounded like a hammer.
So you hear, well, particularly you hear what's a hammer?
Yeah, I hear that.
How many hammer?
A few. It was just kind of consecutive, you know, boom, 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 you know. So
if you had to estimate, how many would you say? Is it?
Somewhere I'd say in the line of 5 to 8.
Okay, about five to eight
yeah.
bangs that sounded like hammer,
yeah.
Someone pounding a hammer.
Uh-huh.
Did you continue to shop, or?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that place must be pretty well insulated because, I mean, it wasn't that loud on your ear. You just kind of hear that, you know, you think it's an everyday noise outside.
Okay.
Truly think about it until next thing you know, they're locking up the doors.
All right.
Then you're kind of wondering what's going on. You get a phone call, you know, look outside, and there's telling you a bunch of tape and a guy down next to your friend's car. It's kind of...
Where was he down at?
He was down right at the corner of that, you see the curb where his car is right to the left? Right
okay.
out at the edge, right in between the
right
black Silverado and the gray one.
Okay. The black Silverado. You mean not the Z71,
no,
but...
The Z71 and the gray one, right in between
okay.
them.
All right, right in between the truck and the gray
yeah.
Chevy Silverado. Okay. He's out there. Is he...
He looked like he was not good shape. He was on his, you know, his dad, I'm on his stomach, and then... There, about 5 minutes later, I guess it was, that paramedics arrived and they put him on the stretcher. And then,
okay.
What I could see, it looked like he had two bullet wounds, one here and like both on the shin almost. It looked like he.
Okay,
here.
So it looked like he was.
I mean, but he might have also cut his shin while he fell. So I mean, I wasn't for sure. That's what.
Okay, so what did you see? Bleeding or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
like
he had two wounds, one right there and one right there.
Okay, and you're pointing to the left knee and the right
yeah,
knee.
Yeah, both. So,
okay.
I mean, so that's kind of, I wouldn't think he'd get shot in the same place on each
okay.
leg. So, I mean, I was thinking it was probably maybe when he fell or something like that.
When you heard the bangs, did you hear any yelling, shouting, screaming?
A bit.
Okay. When you heard the bangs, did you hear any vehicles driving, screeching, crashing, or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay. And... When you come out here and you see the guy down, what did you think happened?
Well, my friend had already called and told me that there was some sort of guns going off, so I looked and I see glass everywhere. I'm like, oh, man, shooting happened for sure.
Who had called you and told you that? Okay. So, who had been over at the
car wash,
Union 76 car wash over across the street?
Yeah, they were checking on his truck, too. Like, guy's right next to your front left tire, you know.
Okay, so they're calling you to kind of see if you can
see,
give them a little
yeah.
intel.
Because they're like, yeah, did you hear what happened? I was like, yeah, I'm still over there. Like, oh, like, look out the window. I did, and I was done.
Okay. Did you see anybody shoot anybody?
No, I did not see any of that.
Did you see anybody chase anybody or anything like that?
I did not see any of the action happen.
Okay. All right. Anything else that I forgot to ask that... you think would be helpful to this investigation?
I don't know. I mean, basically the thing is when we're sitting out here, you know, the only statement I can think of is that, I mean, we're sitting out here probably 5-10 minutes, you know, after we ate, you know, and no more than 2 minutes later this happened. Not a bit of, you know, hostility or anything like that or any, you know.
Wasn't any yelling, shouting, screaming or anything like that beforehand?
Perfectly peaceful out here. That's why I was so surprised.
Did you notice if that Chevy Silverado, the gray one? Was here before you went in the store at all?
I don't. I want to say it wasn't there. Like, I'm pretty sure it wasn't there, but I'm not positive. I'm
okay.
Just
how about the green Ford pickup? Did you see that before?
No, I remember the employee's cars being there. Which
okay, and you're referring to which one?
I'm referring to the two purple ones. I'm pretty sure those were there.
Oh,
before.
Okay. This little blue Honda Civic.
Yeah, that green one. That
and that kind of purple Dodge, or looks like Chrysler van of some sort.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Those were there, I'm pretty sure. I don't know about this truck. My truck basically escaped about, I don't know, probably a minute before it happened.
Okay. Anything else that you can think of?
Nothing. I mean, I can think of, there's somebody here that just took off right before we left, too. It was a white car of some sort that was parked over there.
right in front of
okay.
the window over there.
Have you had a chance to see this car, this little...
No, I haven't seen any of that, anything over there before yet. Anyway.
Okay, let me take you over and we're gonna walk around,
okay.
not in the crime scene, but I'm going to take you over and see if you recognize this little car that's over here.
All right, yeah. Cool.
Okay, we're going to end this interview at about 9 minutes after six. Okay, I'm showing you this little kind of like silver Honda thing here. Did you see that before?
I don't recognize it at all.
Okay. All right. All right, today's date is October 22nd, 2001, and it's about 6:20 p.m., and I'm Sergeant Powers of Ventura Sheriff's Department. Your name is?
Can you tell me what you saw today?
I was in the bathroom washing my hands and stopped to get a soda. I heard a bunch of bangs. I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
When I came out of the restroom, there was a bunch of employees in the doorway saying, get away from the door, get away from the door, but of course they were all hanging out the door.
All right.
And I stepped outside, and a whole bunch of officers with vests on and guns drawn, and it was most of it was all over with.
You say officers with vests on and guns drawn. How did you know that they were officers?
They had sheriffs.
Vests?
One guy had a hat on that had a sheriff with a black hat, and the other
okay.
guy had a vest on that said sheriffs, and some of them had tag things.
Pretty identifiable?
Neck. Yeah.
Okay. All
right. I knew who they were.
Okay. Do you know about what time that you stopped here? If you do, fine. If you don't, that's fine, too.
I would say shortly before 4.
Okay, so shortly before 4, you stop here, and what was your initial intention in stopping here?
Go to the restroom and get a drink before I got on the highway.
Just go to the restroom, get a drink of
yeah.
coffee or?
Soda.
Soda? Okay.
Yeah.
So you're just intent on stopping here just for a moment.
Right.
And so when you first get here, you go into the restroom?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get your drink afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're in the restroom, and what do you hear?
It sounded like a bunch of firecrackers going on. In fact, that's what I thought it was.
Okay. How many firecrackers, if you had to guess?
There was a short burst at first that was like 3 or 4.
Okay.
Maybe a few more than that. And then there was a lull. I don't know how long it was. And then there was a bunch more, but they were so close together it was hard to count them.
Okay. And how long did this lull last?
A minute.
Minute?
You know,
okay.
No, not long.
All right. So it was a short burst of bang, 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 and then you got...
And then you hear all the employees screaming and yelling, and
okay.
get away from the door, get away from the door, and then there was another burst of gunfire.
Okay. Did you hear any vehicles driving around or screeching or crashing or anything like that?
Nope.
No.
Didn't hear
okay.
any of the police yelling or screaming.
Okay. Didn't hear any voices or...
Mm-hmm. Other than the people in the... You could hear the employees telling people to get away from the door.
Okay. And you're differentiating the people inside the building as opposed to people
right.
outside the building.
Right. You
okay.
didn't hear anything outside.
And when you... come out here and you see these guys in police vests and hats and everything like that, do you see anybody that's not dressed in hats or vests or anything like that?
Bystander looking around,
okay.
employees that have come out obviously.
See, any, see anything what we would classify as suspects on the ground or anything like that?
No, I didn't. chicken, I guess. I didn't want to get too close to it. I just stayed
okay.
back and let you guys handle it.
Okay, and where were you staying back?
I was just standing right there by the door.
Okay, so you're just in the front of the Del Taco sign right next
right.
to these...
pillars.
Two pillars?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And you stayed there. Where was most of this action taking place that you saw?
Most of the stuff that I saw was centered right in front of this blue... between these two trucks. Right
okay.
where the number signs are for the casings.
All right.
And then one of the gentlemen... took off his hat or took off his vest, and he came over and said, is everybody okay? And we said yes, and then he said, stay where you are, strung the tape, and then somebody else came over and took the business card from me, took a statement.
Okay.
And, left.
All right. The guy that took a business card and a statement, did he perchance leave his name or anything like that?
He was one of the officers involved. He had long hair, short, long hair, and mustache.
Okay. Long, blonde hair, dark hair?
Dark hair.
Okay. All right. Anything else you can think of that I forgot to ask that would help us in this investigation?
I don't think I'm much help.
Okay.
That's about it.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay.